in the 4 years, was there ever a time when you all did your thing? Because it sounds as if you took a break from the band, but not really from each other. So.
Well, Alec lives in Philadelphia, so when he was doing his stuff, we didn't see him as much. The four of us lived in Brooklyn at the time, so I think we saw each other semi-regularly.
Yeah.
But we were in contact, and it was sort of a matter of, you know, if you looked at it and you didn't blow things out of proportion, you know, it was sort of a matter of time. You know?
Yeah.
I listened to the album and I couldn't quite figure out what was so different from the other two albums, and then I thought maybe it's a little less erratic, it's more compact, whereas the other albums, they just so was that a conscious decision to put on the album?
I think that's what happens when you bring an outside party into the mix. That's kind of the job of the producer, and we on this one, far more than the others, we wanted someone like that because we had made the effort at least once before to put this theoretical collection of songs together, and then it got to the point when we decided we were gonna give it another go. We decided that we really wanted someone to, you know, produce it, put it together with outside ears, and I think that's what you're talking about is a product of that process.
You had for each album a different producer. Was that accidental, or did you really say, okay, for this album we need another person, a new view?
The first album was definitely, I think, we weren't as discerning, but we ended up getting really good engineering and producing from Keith and Adam. Keith Souza and Adam Lassus. And on the second one, I think, you know, we were sort of on the road and asked to make a lot of decisions on the fly. And when we recorded the second one, we came off the road sort of in this different headspace. And Dave Fridman, awesome guy, fantastic producer, maybe, like, you know, not... Maybe it wasn't Dave, but it was more like we just needed to get our act together a little bit more. And for the third one, it definitely was a very conscious decision where we were like, okay, we like John, we like his enthusiasm, we like how his records sound, and we think he can make a record that sounds like this, and he did.